The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Today should be a national holiday. It is one of the most special days in the world. It's the day I was born. Good morning, it's Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. It's good, everyone. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
National holiday, huh?
Yeah, yeah, shout out Gemini Gang.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we are special people. We are
you
very
are special,
creative.
That is for sure.
Hey, do you know a lot of the greatest artists on the planet, including myself, are Geminis?
Okay.
Your boy Kanye. DJ Automatic, your boy Kanye. Yeah.
Well, first of all, he ain't my boy. Second of all, I wouldn't compare yourself to Kanye. You know, actually, you are kind of like Kanye because you got like
not a lot of similarities, but the ones that are, they're there.
Yeah, that whole two-faced thing where she's one person and then another.
I'm not denying. Okay, dual personalities. All right, so the one thing I wanted, Automatic keeps suggesting things, which is really annoying because it's my birthday. I want to do what I want to do.
Exactly.
And he does it. He goes, no, what about this? What about this? No, I want to do what I want to do. I want to go country dancing.
Oh,
I do.
Fun.
Post Malone, one of our favorites in the hip-hop world, was at a country bar singing a song at the top of his lungs, and I told Otto, and I was singing it along with him, wasn't I? I was like, what are you listening to?
Nice.
Classic Joe Diffie.
Oh.
Anyway.
Awesome. Okay.
So I said, will you take me two-stepping? And he said,
I don't know how to two-step.
Oh, no.
So I'm more comfortable at the baile than I am at the country bar.
Eso también. We can do that, too. We'll go to the country bar, and we'll go to the baile. It's basically the same thing. It's one, so, one, two. One,
you know,
one, two.
Otto, if you put a mustache on you, you kind of look like Morgan Wallen.
You kind of do.
You get a little hat on.
Yeah.
I could wear my cowboy hat tonight.
Think about it. Your cowboy hat.
I wear that thing like once every four years.
There it is. Dude, a reason to wear your cowboy hat.
We'll put some sand in your boots and just prop you up by the bar. Let's do it.
Nah. Well, I mean, it's up to you. If you want to do that, I'll do that.
Yes, dude. Come on, dude.
But it's gonna incorporate a whole lot of alcohol because I'm not gonna just get out there sober and dance.
Oh, so you're gonna have two whole drinks this time? Wow. All right, so we'll come back Monday. We'll check in. Hopefully, I will have done some two-stepping over the weekend for my birthday. And I'd like some happy birthdays at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram.
Yeah.
Hey, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, of course, it's birthdays. Happy birthday, my dude. And yep, we also got National Brothers Day. So shout out to all the brothers out there. My brother Daniel, my brother Angelo. I love y'all.
Shout out Matt and T.
Yep. And Memorial Day weekend, so it's National Road Trip Day. Be safe on the road.
Oh, yeah.
And AAA predicts 46 million Americans will hit the road this holiday weekend.
I had no idea that it was Memorial Day weekend until right before we got on the air. Dan was like, yeah, it's Memorial Day. I was like, it is?
Monday off, baby. He's like been a happy person for the past like 5 minutes now because of that. He was cranky before.
On that note, don't forget to put some sunscreen on. It's National Don't Fry Day, a.k.a. National Sunscreen
Ladies, I'm going to tell you right now, people are always asking me, your skin regimen, why your skin looks so good? What Sunscreen. Get it done and get ready for that down in the DM. It's coming up next. It's my birthday. Woo! Good morning. It's Friday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're breaking down one of our biggest down in the DMs ever. We're talking about Curtis. He hit us up about his girl, Vanessa. Remember, she was saying she was going to go to New York to see her parents. And all of a sudden, he's like, it don't feel right. I think she made some type of other reservations. I don't think she's going to see her parents after all.
All of a sudden, like, she's just flying to her parents for the week. You know, I'm not invited. I mean, for me, I just think whoever she's going to meet up with, I'm wondering if that's the person she's always on the phone with.
Automatic is playing the part of a representative from an airline.
This $500 voucher can be used at any time within the continental United States and is good for the next 365 days.
I'm not flying to New York on Friday. I'm actually flying to Las Vegas.
You're going to Las Vegas?
Curtis' suspicions were right, but not exactly. Things didn't play out the way we thought they would. Here's the rest of that down in the DM. Are you meeting with a man?
You know what, Dana? Saw this, man. Vanessa, we need to talk in private.
No, Curtis, look. I need a break from you. I can't live like this. We live like old people.
If this is really how you feel, why don't we sit down and talk? This is what I've been saying. We need to communicate.
No, Curtis, okay? I've told you like a million times that I wanted to move, but you don't want to hear it. And I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm going to New York by myself. I already told my parents.
It went down, but not like her going to see another man. She just doesn't want to be married, and she doesn't want kids.
Just wants to get as far away from him as possible.
They're in different places.
I felt like it was one of the ways to say, I'm not in love with you anymore. That's a tough thing
that's
to...
That's pretty much what she's saying.
If anyone's ever told you that...
But let me tell you something. Sometimes you can be in love with somebody and just not want the same thing.
Oh, here we go with that. That still hurts.
Now, it does, but it's
true. I mean,
that's
the easier way of saying
it's
I don't
true.
Like
I've heard
you.
That one before. Oh, that one hurt.
Let's take a call. Hi, who's this? this on line 8?
This is Isabella.
Isabella. Dana. What's up, mama?
I was listening to the down in the DM, and I was just like, because I had just got home from work. I work graveyard, but I'm in the car in my parking lot. I just had to sit listening, and I felt so horrible on both sides.
They're not listening to each other.
Right, and I think he's ready to settle down, and she's not ready for that.
I don't think they're going to make it.
No, it's like, right person, wrong time, maybe.
Are you the type that you think you want to be settled and with that family, or do you see Absolutely. Her point of view?
I see her point of view. Like, I understand, but I have two kids, and I've been single for 2 years. I was in a long relationship, and being in that relationship, it showed me I don't want to be out here dating. I mean, I'm a single mom, so that has a lot to do with it, too, but, you know, I want a family. I want more kids. Maybe not me birthing kids, but a blended family.
Oh, so I love that idea that you're open to that right away. I love that.
Definitely. I want a partner. I want a husband. I want garden, a freaking chickens, you know. And it scares people away. But honestly, you know, we're in a new time and being young, you know, I don't know.
Do you think that the reason she feels the way she does is because she doesn't have kids?
I don't know. I feel like maybe they were together and he just was ready to wipe her down. I think he had his eyes on the long road. Like, I think he was stuck on her. But she might not be done living her life.
I offer this piece of advice to anyone who is entering into a new relationship. If you are someone who doesn't want children, who doesn't want to get married, tell the person.
Be upfront.
One thing, though, that you're saying is, I know if you don't want kids before you get into a relationship, but what if you don't know that you don't want kids until you're in the middle of the relationship?
Well, then you're probably not in love.
Well, okay, then that's what it is. I don't.
Well, it takes time to make that decision.
The caller said right person, wrong time, which I really don't believe in. I believe if it's the right person, it's going to be the right time regardless. You could never...
I'm with you on that
It's never going to be the right person at the wrong time, and that's just not your right person for you.
That's not true.
Yes,
how
is
it not true? That's true in fantasy.
He broke up with me, and then we got pregnant, and now we're married.
Well, he broke up with you for like what? Like 3 weeks?
Not even.
Oh, dude, yeah, come on, bro. Like 2 weeks,
It wasn't even a week, I don't think.
It was still not a fairy tale.
But she loves to bring it up. Obviously, it wasn't a fairy tale, but this is different. Their situation, this person is saying they don't want to have kids. They don't want to be married. They don't want it. They don't want to be with that person.
You didn't want any of that either.
Well, I found out I did.
Exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
After the terrible video of Cassie being abused by her then boyfriend Diddy has been released, she's released a statement. So I'll tell you what she has to say and how she's doing today right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We got some iconic ones today. Hey. Tommy Chong from Cheech and Chong celebrating his birthday.
Love
of course, host of the nationally syndicated Dana Cortez show, Dana Cortez also celebrating a birthday.
Happy birthday,
Dana Cortez.
And homie Gemini of the gang. Show, Sir G-Eazy, also
love
celebrating his birthday.
Good dude.
And I predict a comeback in music from G-Eazy within the next 24 months.
I'm with you.
Dana Cortez show, you already know.
All right, so let's talk about Jennifer Lopez. She is promoting her new movie. It's called Atlas. She was in Mexico doing press, and a reporter from La Prensa Mexicana stood up and asked Jennifer Lopez a question we all want to know. Is it true that you and Ben Affleck are having problems? Here's her response.
You know better than that.
Come on, don't come in here with that.
You put your love life out there, and I understand it's hard when you're going through it, but when you just made a movie, the greatest love story never told, and then you don't want to tell, you got to tell. We want to know.
I'm going with Anthony's that it's
all staged. The movie is called Atlas, which might be like it might show a way to get to the divorce court. So
I'm a Jennifer
Lopez
fan. Trust
me, she knows how to get to the divorce court. She's been there 4 times before.
Hopefully not. No, this is her 4th marriage.
Oh, 3
Hopefully
times
Hopefully not this time. I love Jennifer Lopez. I'm a huge fan of hers. I think that she has just made such a success of her life. Like, she is relentless. But at the same time, I'm saying, if you put it out there, of course, people want to know more. Hopefully they won't end up in divorce court. Now we're going to talk about Cassie. Cassie released a statement regarding the video.
That shocked the world?
You know, Automatic, I don't even know how to describe what we all watched. It is Diddy in a towel beating her. You've spoken to anyone who's a victim of domestic violence. If he's capable of that in a hallway, what's happening behind closed doors is literally hell.
That's scary. Yes, you're right about that. My heart goes to her.
And she says she's better. She's doing better. It's taking a lot of time. She says, believe victims the first time. It takes a lot to speak up on someone who had control of you.
somebody as powerful as Diddy, too. And my heart goes to her and any victim who may be going through the same situation. I am a little confused, though, because I thought when she settled with him out of court for the money that none of this stuff was supposed to get leaked out.
So let me explain to you about the video. Diddy paid the hotel in Los Angeles $50,000 for that video. That video was in his vaults. I think the feds leaked the video. There could be two reasons. Number one, they might not have anything on him to charge him.
Okay.
Maybe we don't have it, but he's a POS. Take a look.
Or number two, in the court of public appeal.
Or number two, one of the federal agents got it and sold it. CNN.
I'm going with number two because that's a good come up for somebody. Yeah.
Either way, we know that Diddy is exactly who we've been told he is decades and decades.
Damn.
We don't want to say that our heroes or the people we look up to could be monsters behind closed doors. And I'm glad that Cassie has been validated. Believe the victim, just like she said.
That's right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.